So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taíno traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I want to talk about my book, Business is Personal. It just launched. I have written multiple books. It's my 10 book. Five have been New York Times bestsellers. And from the very beginning, the only reason I've ever written books is because it's something I've wanted to say. If it was about your relationship with food, that I called that a bad relationship food noise and a good relationship food voice. If it was about just kind of my first round of success, A Place of Yes was a really good book for people who were just at that crossroads. So many girls in particular have come up to me and saying when they were at a crossroads, that book got them through so much. So this is a book that came out of me because I've never really talked about business, and I haven't talked about my non-traditional path to business and the crazy mistakes I've made and the unpopular choices I've made and just inside baseball things that I've gone through, not because you are going to have those same experiences, because you are your own brand of non-traditional business person, whether that's at your office or you have an idea, or because of this crazy time now when the world has changed astronomically and people have, it's just been shaken up, and whether people wanted to jump or not, they have to jump now. And whether people had that idea that they want to execute now, the door has been closed behind them and they have to do it. So it's an interesting time, and I did not plan that. I don't remember when I got the book deal, but I certainly don't know if I was, I think I actually was wise enough to think about it. I think I thought about the shock to the system, this pandemic. A war in Ukraine is a shock to the system. It's just, everything is weird and strange and is a new normal. And I'm not a traditional entrepreneur. Luckily for the people that I connect with, I did not go to business school. I never thought I would be an entrepreneur. I didn't even know what that word meant. I didn't have any level of success by anyone's measure until I was in my late 30s. And I wasn't successful at relationships. I didn't have a child. I didn't have any money. Like, I wasn't successful by any metric except for that I was like funny and liked to laugh, which is a metric. But I mean, I didn't even have a good closet. Like, and I don't even mean clothes in it. I had like a disorganized closet that my dream was just to have organizers in my closet and just like have it look normal. I mean, I really was 38 when I peaked. So I was a late bloomer. So anybody, Gail King put it best. She said, this is a book for somebody who wants to start a business, wants to get a business, wants to be in business, wants to get ahead in business. So this is a toolkit. So when you are faced with something, you might say, okay, Bethany said, you've got to be in it to win it. What does that mean? It means something different for everybody. But what it means is talk is cheap. You're talking about it. You need the perfect business plan. You got to do that. Once this happens, once that happens, once the other thing happens, you know, then you'll do it. You have to be in it to win it. It doesn't mean I'm telling people to leave their job and their insurance and their 401k if they're supporting a family. It gets more difficult as you get older and you have more responsibilities to be courageous, okay? You can still do it. You can be an entrepreneur at 90 years old, and I'm not even kidding. But if you are young and you don't have major life responsibilities, there's no reason you shouldn't be on the road that you want to be. This is the time. It's not going to be later, okay? And if you're on that road of I want to meet someone, I want to get married, I want everything tied up in a perfect little box and to be taken care of, that road is swervy too and not reliable. So if you have something inside of you and you want to go get something, you go get it at any age. But certainly if you do not have major, major life responsibilities. I mean, I can't go move to certain countries because I have a daughter. I can't just run off and, you know, promote what I want to promote in Australia because I have a daughter. Like, I have a partner in life and I can't just do what I want to do. And now I have partners in business and philanthropy and all these other things. And, you know, I owe myself to a lot of people. So when you don't have that, that's when you can really go for it and hit your stride. So that's the thing about you got to be in it to win it. Success is the intersection of intention and luck. Talk to so many moguls on my podcast. We all agree, doesn't matter how lucky you are. You better be prepared for when that luck shows up. That those fish are in that water, you better have your net and a sturdy boat and you be standing there waiting to catch them. Because talking about it and thinking that a unicorn's flying through your window and making you successful does not exist. Trust the process. You don't need to know what you're doing. You don't need to get out of college or leave a job or have a side hustle to know what the point is. You are not supposed to at any point really know what you do. I still don't have a whole big plan. I never have. I play chess and know what the board is doing and have fantasy plans and know what my brand is and what my culture is and what my code is. And you too should know what you stand for, what you want. It will change, but you do not need to know. You have to trust the process. And whatever job you take, you do it the best you can. You could be shoveling snow. You could be picking up poop. You could be cleaning people's houses. I don't care what it is. You do it to the best of your ability because trust me, whoever you meet and whatever you do will come in handy later. There will be lessons in those things that you think are beneath you. And if you think they're beneath you, you cannot do this well. You have to do every job like it's your life. And I've had every job and I've always treated it like it's the most important job. Other ones, know when to hold them and when to fold them. Not everything is a good idea. Not everything has to be pushed through. Sometimes you have to walk away. That is important. If you are building a team, if you work in a corporate environment, if you have a staff at all, even if it's a house staff, you're only as good as your weakest link. People always say you're only as happy as your most miserable child, okay? So whatever is negative, whatever's not working, whatever is pulling the focus, the attention, one little gnat buzzing in your ear can ruin a whole day. So whatever's not working in your infrastructure, you got to cut it loose, move it out to some other place, or fix it. Those are your choices. Drinking a situation pretty is not going to happen. Keeping your circle tight, you just must do that. You just can't trust most people. It's related to my rule that's never connect the dots. Don't connect too many dots. You can network. You can talk to people. You can have conversation. You just don't need to tell everybody everything you've done and everyone that you know. You just don't need to, because the more you reveal, the more something comes back. You mention a person that you know, they know them too. They don't like them. Now they're judging you based on the fact they don't like them. You say you're doing this deal. They think you won't be able to do the deal you're doing with them, or they judge you for that deal, or they tell someone else, then you don't get the deal. It's just no need to overconnect the dots. Protect the realm is your brand, your code, your culture, what it is. You do not go off to the shiny objects and the other things that are fast cash or just seem like a good idea in the moment or that you can't resist. because you are always doing things that adhere to the line of what your main goal is. Fewer buckets full. It's my mantra about stacking, and just I'd rather have fewer quality things to work on that give me a good return on my emotional, physical, or financial investment than spreading yourself so thin. It all sounds good. Then the calendar gets clogged. You're telling people you can have plans with them. You're doing too many things, and you've got to get militant and strict. You've got to cut things out. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico or Puerto Rico. My accent's not the best, but I'm trying. But I know Puerto Rico well. I've been there so many times. Be Strong has done so many missions after Hurricane Maria. It is more than just a name. It is a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island. The unique Boricua spirit infuses the island's culinary landscape with a one-of-a-kind passion and point of view unlike anywhere else. I love Puerto Rico. I've been there twice in the last year. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Oh my God. We must discuss my plane experience. I get on the plane on JetBlue, first row. And everybody thinks I should be flying, you know, a first class spaceship when I go to Orlando to do an appearance, evidently. Oh, you don't have a private plane? Right. I don't fly a plane just to go down to Orlando every time I leave my house to go to fucking CVS and get lip gloss. I don't take a plane, private plane. So I was in the first row of JetBlue, and there were two people next to me. Thin, blonde couple, tan, like look very, like they definitely live in Florida. They live in Orlando. They were going home. And they were in love. They were very, very, very much in love. There was a long delay because there was weather, and they were very much in love. And how do I know this? Because they were making out, and that's their body and it's their choice. But there were sounds that were attached to this. And this is where I draw the line. This was, and I never exaggerate. You'll find out everyone who works for me will tell you, I do not embellish. I do not exaggerate. I'm a very literal person. Okay. So they're next to me and it's back and forth. And this is what it sounds like. And it's not over, like they're not like moaning, but it's because, you know, I love you so much. And I love you so, because a kiss is not enough. Like even, like they were making out, they were window and middle. I wouldn't have even, but it was the noises and I wanted to fucking grab the goddamn vomit bag in front of me. Like I love you so, it's that exaggerated fucking, you know, it's more than a kiss. It's more than a kiss. It's just a slightly wet smooch, you know, but it's love. It's lust. It's like, I want to fuck you, smooch. Okay. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. So in addition to the smooching, the man next to me, she massaged him at one point. She gave him, he leaned forward and she was giving him a full massage because she loves him. She's the best partner ever and they love each other and they smooch. And I'm just like, of course. I'm like, what level of their relationship are they at? Like, where are they in this journey? Okay, I was thinking of that the whole time. So then he's, and I'm not kidding, he's not singing. He's humming singing. He's like humdinging. He's doing this like in between, like, because they're so in love. They're like this like sort of rock and roll-y kind of couple. And he's going like this. He's going, but like getting into it, you know, like John Mayer, like, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to do? I have to be Buddhist. I have to be a monk. Like, what am I going to do? Because sometimes it would go on longer and then it would stop. And I'd be like, okay, we're safe now. And it would go on longer and it would stop. And it was a lot. And I was happy for them to be so in love. And I did, of course, think about my relationship and that we are not like slurp smooching in on the plane. And like, I might give Paul a kiss, but it would never be something that like was audible. And I talked to no one ever because I don't want to engage in conversation. But I had to say when we were landing, like we were like, it was about to be beep when the thing goes off and you can get your fucking bags, the Amazing Race. So I said, how long have you guys been together? Because I needed to hear the answer to like the slurping stage. And he said six to eight months. I was like, And I was like, oh, great. Yeah. And I was like, exactly. The fucking soul hasn't been ripped out of his relationship. Like, it's not a void dead love that's solid and that you enjoy, but where you've been through like full bickering arguments and like logistical debates and differences in personality and differences in sleeping styles and fucking who wants to eat at this time and does your partner need a fucking meat and a potato at every meal where you like to eat hummus and snacks? Or does your partner like make noises at night? Or are they super messy and you're super organized? Or do they every fucking night ask you, what do you want to do for dinner? What do you want to do? So I was like, thank fucking God. 6 to 8 months. It's exactly what I needed to hear for the slurping smooching stage. Mind you, I was never at the slurping smooching stage. Okay? Along the same lines, close the slurping chapter and relationship chapter. This happened. I was in the first seat and I think I wanted to go get a snack or something. And I was getting on the plane and I walked onto the plane and the gentleman, and it wasn't full yet. The plane probably had loaded, my zone had loaded, but my row I think had 5 seats and 3 people sitting in them. So I showed up. So 2 out of the 5 people in that row weren't there yet. So I walked directly onto the plane. You know, you enter the door and the man who later was, he was a very nice man. And he was actually a wonderful flight attendant. And what they fucking don't go through, I put me in an institution. But this is what this is exactly, precisely the interaction that ensued. I walk on, I have a normal size carry-on suitcase. The first thing, like he's waiting to you're going to have to check that. You're going to have to, I didn't even get on. No foreplay, no fucking lube, nothing. Just walked right into the plane. There's only like 25 people on the plane. My fucking zone entered, but like we're not, you know, on the goddamn Titanic jumping on lifeboats yet. So I enter into the door and the man looks at me and he says, you're going to have to check that. And I'm like, and it's like, why? And it's like, why? Of course, why? No, why? Because a fucking donkey came on the plane and said so. Obviously, he's going to say why? Because all these bad things are full. So I'm like, there's no closet, but we're not in first class, but they have a closet that you never even get anyway, where they put their fucking coats. And he's like, well, no. And I'm like, okay. And so everything you do, because there's nothing to do when you're sitting on a plane, but like, look at everything everyone else is doing that's annoying or wrong or being extra or being like a diva. And now some people know who I am. So I'm self-conscious of every move, which we'll get to in a second because my assistant put me in an interesting position on the same flight. So I now... and feeling like I want to believe him that it's all full, but I want to be like a non-public person and just be a fucking Karen. And I want to know what's going on in these above things. So, and of course I'm in the front row, so I have nothing beneath me where I couldn't have put that bag anyway. But he was like, and we'll also have to find something for your other, which is just my tote. He was already drilling down on my tote. We hadn't even talked about the checking of this thing. And I was like, he's like, and we'll also have to find, because I didn't have any under my seat. I had like a normal size square tote and like the seat. So now I'm sweating, and anybody else who wants to get on the plane, this is a thing, and I don't want to create a drama. And I'm just like, okay. So I open up the two front things. But you know how like the first one is connected to the second one? They don't like stop. They're connected. So I open up the first one. And of course, there are, you know, bags for these three people in those two. And maybe one of them has a purse. Whatever. So I open up this, but I could see to the second one. There's only one bag in there. And it's like 1.5 bags. But you literally, and I mean, I've jammed fucking bags on the plane. All you had to do is be like, just move it over like a normal thing, like moving over. I was like, and so I look at him. I said, yeah, well, I go, I like to come from a place of yes in these situations. And just moving this ahead and puts my bag and the other bag with no problem. Because it was like, this man started with a place of no, and I was going to fucking have to check my bag and not even think about it. All I did was open one compartment and it was there. But it started off on like this aggressive thing where I was the bad guy because I had said it. And I like, you know, and I was in my mind, I was a know-it-all too. I was like, see? One cabinet I opened and solved this crime. So the moral is, I like for someone to just fucking come from a place of yes when we start. Like, I'd like to just at least give me the goddamn benefit of the doubt. Okay? Let's open two fucking things and pretend we try. So that's what happened on my flight. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far. And you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and Native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.